Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. February 15, 2020. To infinity and beyond. I remember how at the first Congress in Citrin, on Passover in 2003, we naively shouted that we would break through the Muxum, the barrier separating us from the spiritual world. 17 years have passed since then, and I think that finally the time has come to really demand the boundary of the upper world to open before us and let us pass through the sea as if by land. I think we are ready, along with all our friends around the world. If we all feel we are in the same boat, we can feel ourselves standing on the other side of the river of life. Let friends from all over the world come together, joining us physically or virtually, and together we will break through the Muxum. Aim. From the Talk at a Meal, February 1, 2020. Spiritual Holidays, Part 2, Symbols of Rosh Hashanah. During Rosh Hashanah we exalt the Creator because the very first and most important task of a person is to reveal the Creator and connect with Him. Therefore, exalting the Creator and revealing Him as the most important force that influences everything that exists is the New Year. All sorts of customs of this holiday stem from its various particular manifestations. We eat an apple because it represents the apple from the Garden of Eden, and we dip it in honey to show that we want to correct this sin. Another symbol of the New Year is the pomegranate because its seeds symbolize parts of our soul. It consists of 613 parts that we want to correct, which is called observing the commandments. During the New Year we eat fish heads. This means that we want to be the head, not the body, to manage our own correction and at the same time bring goodness, love, and good connection to all parts of the universe. Question: can we say that every time I wake up to the Creator I feel the New Year? Answer: yes. When a person begins one's connection with the Creator, this is called the New Year. Moreover, this can happen every day. All Jewish holidays symbolize the spiritual states that a person undergoes. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, the 29th of January 2019. Connection Tool, Dissemination. Question: one of the means for connection is joint work on dissemination. At least in the recent period, all Kabbalists wrote that the wisdom of Kabbalah needed to be spread to humanity. Does this joint work also build the group? Answer: yes. This work has been carried out for several hundred years. However, from the 20th century onward, and even more so in our time, it is clear to everyone that Kabbalah must give humanity a program for its correct development. Otherwise, humanity will again come to nuclear war, to huge defeat, shattering, and self-destruction. Therefore, taking care to pass this information to other people, to the world, we release newspapers, publish books, make films and video clips. This joint work brings us closer together. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, March 11, 2019. The Times of Israel published my new article Unlocking the Ancient Book of Zohar to Understand Today's Anti-Semitism. Certain things do not vanish over time. They just change their shape, motion and means to penetrate people's minds. Prejudice against Jews is one of those cases. With the surge in new means of communication, prejudice has also adopted new ways to spread. But actual answers to the eternal dilemma of how to eradicate anti-Semitism will be found by looking back to ancient scriptures. The light of the Zohar is like a gate to a truer reality that is currently hidden from our view. Let's look at anti-Semitism fresh in this new light that the Zohar sheds. If 200 years ago, you would have arrived at some forsaken Siberian village, and declared that you were Jewish, the locals would have reacted in astonishment, "We do not believe you." And if you were to ask why, They would have answered, "It's because you have no horns on your head." As primitive as that sounds, blood libels against Jews and grotesque images of greedy merchants with hooked noses are still prevalent in social media and cultural manifestations in American and European societies to this day. Furthermore, belief in the myth that Jews killed Jesus and the misconception of Jewish double loyalty continues with disturbing frequency. Anti-Semitism stands as ugly and forceful as ever. It has always existed, and the question is only to what extent it floats to the surface or remains submerged. It should be declared straight away, the struggle against anti-Semitic stereotypes will be fruitless. The hatred toward the Jewish people will only strengthen because it has spiritual roots. The wisdom of Kabbalah explains that the source of this phenomenon exists within the structure of the spiritual world itself, which is divided into what Kabbalah terms Rosh, head, and Guf, body, that is, Israel and the nations of the world. This allegorical thought is also sometimes expressed as the heart and the bodily organs that dangle and manifest themselves in our material world. According to the seminal ancient book in Kabbalah, the Book of Zohar, which explains the secrets of the Torah, Israel is the heart of the whole world, just as the organs of the body could not exist in the world even for a moment without the heart, so all the nations cannot exist in the world without Israel. Just as the role of the heart in the human body is to provide the power to pump blood to all the organs, so the role of Israel is to provide humanity with the power to connect, to supply spiritual abundance to the nations of the world. In other words, Israel is to be light unto the nations. The people of Israel and the nations of the world are not merely groupings of people on the face of the earth. The wisdom of Kabbalah explains that the terms refer to the two forces that act within each and every person, forces that are called Israel and the nations of the world. The desires within us that are sensitive to the force of connection among people are called Israel, and the opposite desires we possess that demand to receive and enjoy the abundance that flows from such connection without consideration of others are called nations of the world. Both forces reside and interact within a person and within humanity as a whole. When one force rises, the other falls, and vice versa. Thus, the flames of hatred toward the Jewish people can be lowered, or alternatively, strengthened according to the balance between these desires. How can we reinforce the Israel within us over the nations of the world? How can we increase our sensitivity toward connection over our other desires for self-indulgence at the expense of others? We can achieve it through the study of Kabbalah, the method of connection, and particularly, the Book of Zohar. The Zohar has a great positive influence on us even if we are unable to grasp its full dimensions and benefit. Our sages elucidated the process as follows. To explain how the Zohar purifies the soul even when the reader doesn't understand what he says, we have the example of he who enters a perfume store, even if he doesn't buy any perfume, when he leaves the store, he has the smell attached to him. Rabbi Moshe Haim Ephraim of Seidel Kof: the light of the Zohar is like a gate to the true reality that at present is hidden from our senses. It has tremendous power, but for us to be able to use its force of revelation efficiently, we need to read the stories narrated in the Zohar as a practical guide to discover a deeper reality through unity beyond the boundaries of the material world. How does this process work? When we aspire for unity, we awaken the force of connection among us, and sharpen our sensitivity to positive relations between us based on rapport, elevating Israel within us and bestowing abundance to the world. In such a state, no one in the world would deal any more with anti-Semitic depictions or prejudice against Jews, but instead with the warm and considerate heart that should depict the Jewish people and its great contribution to the world's betterment.